mother wit knowledge, see. And a lot of us feel like our kids should do the same thing that we've done. And wherein, and we go to try to force them to do it, then it brings a great gap between the child and the parent. It seemed to make them feel that, well, mother or daddy don't care anything about me. Nobody else does this. We don't have to do it. And that's what brings the gap between the parents and the kids, see. Because younger parents are not forcing their children to do what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the difference come in at, see. The younger parents are giving their children more freedom and more privilege than the older parents give their children. And they feel like that they should have the same privilege the other kids have, and they just ain't up to it like they are.
That's true. I think so, too. Let's see. That's your grandparents on your mother's side. So do you remember where they were born?
As far as I know, I've never known them to live nowhere but in Pike County.
Did they get to attend school?
No.
Do you know?
Neither one of them had any education at all.
Do you know what they did for a living?
Same thing. My
they
father
farmed?
And they were farmers.
Let's see. Do you remember stories or did you ever meet your great-grandparents on your mother's side?
No, I never knew anything about my great-grandparents. I never heard. My mother talked too much about them. I never known my great-grandparents on either side.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if they were from Pike County or if they moved from somewhere?
No, and I tell you what, I don't know, maybe my older sister might know, but I was one of, that was among the younger ones. And I've never known anything about my great-grandparents. I never heard too much or anything about them. In fact, I never had a chance to see my granddaddy. He passed away before I was born, but I wasn't big enough to remember mm-hmm. him. And they showed me so many times where he passed away at, where he lived. In fact, the house is still there where he lived, out from Brunswick.
Uh-huh.
And they were all in the field working that day, and he had a heart ailment. He had heart trouble. They came home out of the field for lunch, and he was lying on the porch, and he had passed away.
Wow, that hard work.
Yeah.
Hard work.
But really, I tell you, people used to work so hard and get so little.
For it.
For it. Mm-hmm. Because even in my time, I have worked myself for 50 cents a day on the farm.
Gosh, that's hard to imagine.
That's true, though. It's true. So, I mean, you know, it's really, it's amazing. I mean, it's people who really know about when things were rough can see how far people have come. But these young people don't feel like they are getting anywhere, and they are. They really are.
That's true. We were talking last night, a bunch of us, about things that our parents thought were
mm-hmm.
necessary to have.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't things that we thought were necessary. We think
mm-hmm.
having a car is necessary, and
right.
having a telephone, and you know, not
mm-hmm.
realizing what you really could do without
right,
if you
right.
had to.
If you had to do now, for a telephone, oh, we never knew what that was.